Portions of this program are pre-recorded. This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. Letitia James, the Attorney General of the great state of New York, is a political person. That's it. She promised she'd go after Donald Trump. She called him illegitimate many, many times. And she is now suing him in some sort of a civil suit for $250 million, something stupid like that. She said she was going to do it, and she's doing it. She's not serving the people of New York. She's not serving the people of the great empire state. What she's doing is serving her own political wants and needs and desires. And it's pretty disgusting. We'll break that down. Also, Karine Jean-Pierre has asked, hey, so is the pandemic over or not? She gives an answer to that, which I found to be interesting. Comments on the border from KJP and also from Gavin Newsom. We'll get to all of that. And Joe Biden kissing up to China as usual. But on this program today, you're going to get an interview with Tom Renz, the lawyer. I've had him on several times, where he's literally going to make a possible connection between Hunter Biden and the creation of the virus that we've all dealt with for the past 2 years. Oh, yeah. We'll have that for you as well. That's hour number two. And then the wife of a police officer who is in prison, she says, was wrongly convicted in a domestic that he was called out to, and he ended up killing the guy who was there. So, listen, Carrie's busy. You know what I'm saying?
It sounds like it.
Dude, I mean, it's a busy show.
Working hard for the peoples.
You know, it's because the people deserve it. I think they deserve it. And after all the complaints about how you don't bring it, I thought that I should bring it.
Who's what? Complaining that I don't bring it beside you?
I don't want to get into it, to be honest. I don't want to really say.
Really? You don't want to call out
their
names? Okay.
But people are saying that. Yeah, yeah. No,
really?
No. It's just they.
Okay.
I'm going to say they.
Okay.
I think it'd only be right. In fact, we probably don't have time for the hour three song today.
Oh, we have plenty of time. There. I've already checked. Yeah.
What?
So it's going to be fine. Yeah.
Wednesday. The hump day. I don't know that we'll have enough time, to be honest. Very busy show today. Very busy. That is the Chocolate Voice. Always appreciate her. Polo making it happen. That's his chair if you're watching the video. It is Sam in the house getting it done. Sam, good to see you. This is Hump to Bump, Hump Day. Red Hot Chili Peppers. I was never going to do this, but Carrie suggested I dance on the interlude here. So I'll give you a little
Carrie
of that.
Carrie would never suggest that. Actually.
To give you the Cabbage Patch. A little sore. Was at the Man of Business today, so it worked out a little bit. A little shaky neck, although my neck isn't feeling great, to be honest with you. And carrying this big head around is not easy.
Huge.
It's the way up, the wave by myself. Can I do it? I don't know if I can do it with the wave by myself. No? Bite the lip dance? Break it down. Let's go.
You've got to get some new moves.
What's that?
You've got to get some new moves.
She of no moves wants me to get new moves?
Oh, I have moves.
Oh, let's see it. Prove
don't
it. 17 years of no
on
moves.
Camera.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't do that.
You claim to have moves all you want. A lot of talk is what I hear. A lot of talk, no action. All right. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. I've got the video. It's only about a minute long of Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York. So if you want to see this, make sure you stop by joepags.com and click on Watch Now. Again, I'll follow that up with a video of her running for Attorney General and just saying what she's doing right now. And what she says is, I'm going to get Trump. Calls him illegitimate the entire time. Now, do you have a nuts and bolts of the story, Carrie, for this?
Yeah, well, I have Bill Barr talking about it.
I got to tell you, Bill Barr is kind of a fool. I'm sure Bill Barr says that she's doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Bill Barr is also the guy that is afraid to say what happened at Mar-a-Lago is wrong. Bill Barr is trying to sell books. So I'm not really sure. I mean, I'm not mad at you if you want to give us that, too. But have you got nuts and bolts on it?
Yeah, I got another one.
if you don't mind.
This is from Fox News. The New York Attorney General's office has filed a lawsuit against former President Donald Trump and several of his family members, as well as associates and businesses, alleging numerous acts of fraud and misrepresentation regarding financial statements. Attorney General Letitia James said in a news conference Wednesday morning after the complaint was filed in New York Supreme Court that Trump, quote, inflated his net worth by billions of dollars and that his children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric, helped him. Mr. Trump and the Trump Organization repeatedly and persistently manipulated the value of assets to induce banks to lend money to the Trump Organization on more favorable terms than would otherwise have been available to the company, James said, and to pay lower taxes, to satisfy continuing loan agreements, and to induce insurance companies to provide insurance coverage for higher limits and at lower premiums.
I'm not sure I understand what the crime is. So if you ask me what my net worth is, and I told you something way higher than it is, I can go to jail for that? Or not even to jail. I could be sued civilly for that, which I find to be very weird. Are you okay over there? It's not the COVID again, is it?
I'm a little coughing attack over here. So you
know, people get choked up when they hang out with me. I'm with you.
It's not that. Trust me.
This is why it's good that we had the video, because I was able to get away from that. And the people would never have known that you were hacking up a lung or something happened.
It was pretty bad. So that's why I had to cut that story short.
Listen, if you don't mind, go ahead and do that before the show or after the show.
Okay, I'll
during
try
the
to
show,
remember
if you cannot
that.
Try to hack up a lung,
okay.
That would be the best, I think, for the audience.
Got it. Thank you.
All right,
you.
So his sin and her eyes, she got him, is that allegedly, I don't even know if this is true, but allegedly, he said that he was worth more money than he was. And I guess she's claiming he got special insurance premiums or something, but he paid his insurance premiums. And he got special loans, but at a special rate because he said he was worth more than he was, which, again, I haven't heard about him defaulting on any of these loans. But she's got him.
Well, here's the soundbite of that news conference. This is what she said. Claiming you have money you do not have does not amount to the art of the deal. It's the art of the steal.
She's so clever.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Claiming to have money you don't have is somehow stealing from people. Carrie, ask me how much money you have on me right now.
How much money do you have right now?
$1 million.
Ooh, can I have some?
Have I stolen anything from you?
No.
Have I stolen anything?
I'm going to say no.
Some doofus first-time chatter in my video chat room. He lied about his buildings. Again. Carrie, ask me about my buildings.
What about your buildings?
Oh, man, they're worth so much. More than you can even imagine. They're fantastic buildings.
Really?
Should I be sued?
No, I'm going to say no. But
oh, then the doofus who came in, who's starting trouble, valued his buildings 50 times higher to get loan.
Now, this guy
is not saying what his real name is, but he's just echoing what Letitia James is saying.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say that is what James is saying, is that she's saying that Trump had cash on hand. He said he did, that he did not, and ignoring all those restrictions, and that would impact these property values.
And so what? Again, it's up to the people giving loans or the organizations giving loans to decide, should we loan Donald Trump, a very known entity, this money? And they loaned him the money. None of them is saying that he kept the money, stole the money, didn't give the money back, didn't pay it back, didn't pay the interest. None of that's going on. She's mad that allegedly he said he or his buildings were worth more than they were. And again, I'm not really sure. You'll notice it's not a criminal charge that she's going after him on, right?
Yes, it is civil.
She's suing him civilly because she has no criminal charge.
Yeah, I mean, why bring your kids into this as if they knew what their dad was allegedly
they worked in a business, so they bolstered the fact that he said he had this, and she says he had that. Again, I understand they're going to be dorks like the guy who just stopped in my chat room saying dumb things because they want to believe Letitia James because they want to believe that Donald Trump is bad. She's not charging him criminally. This is a civil suit for $250 million. I'm guessing for punitive damages because, again, none of these institutions are saying he didn't pay them back. None of these institutions are saying that he didn't pay the interest. None of them. So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense why she's doing it. Now, I want to give people who are watching and listening the actual announcements from Letitia James. The first one will be the announcement. The second one will be what she said when she was running for attorney general about how she's going to get Trump.
The examples I laid out just barely scratched the surface of the misconduct that we have uncovered. The complaint, which all of you should have a copy, is more than 280 pages long. It includes examples from 23 assets that were grossly and fraudulently inflated. And those inflated values were used on Mr. Trump's statements almost every year. All told, we uncovered more than 200 examples of false and misleading asset valuations that were used on his statements. The pattern of fraud and deception that was used by Mr. Trump and the Trump Organization for their own financial benefit is astounding. inflating the values of assets by whatever means necessary to increase Mr. Trump's purported net worth. And then that net worth was used to further enhance his financial standing, intentionally misrepresenting his financials to obtain incredible economic benefit. It was a scheme that by its very nature became more profitable over time. And it is all in stark violation of the law.
So if it's in violation of the law, why aren't you going after him criminally? If it's in violation of the law, go after him criminally. Charges asked. Take him in. If he did something against the law, do it. But she's not. She's going after him civilly. Probably $250 million in punitive damages or something dumb. Again, if he took the money and was running a Ponzi scheme or a pyramid scheme, like, I don't know, Social Security is, and wasn't paying it back, wasn't paying the interest, was defrauding them, borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. I mean, talk to me about it. Let's fill me in on that. Because this lady, and I use that word very loosely, this lady, when she was running for the Attorney General's job, said this.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
We need to focus on Donald Trump. We need to follow his money.
What is fueling my soul right now is Trump.
This illegitimate president. I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, and then going home.
That's it. She said what she was going to do. She telegraphed this. She said what she was going to do. She decided that she was going to go after Donald Trump a long time ago. She decided she was going to go after Donald Trump as she ran. She ran for that job in the hopes of getting Donald Trump. She said she would do it. He's going to know my name, she said in one soundbite. I'm going to sue his ass, she said in another soundbite. I'm going to sue him every day. I think as she was the Attorney General, she sued the Trump administration 68 times, something like that, for no reason other than for political gain. She wanted people to know her name. She wanted Donald Trump to know that she was coming after him. Of course, Trump didn't care because every time they go after him, he proves them wrong every single time. And again, I'm not really sure I understand the crime here. If a bank doesn't do its proper due diligence, some financial institution is going to loan some money, doesn't do its proper due diligence. It's on them if they loan the money. If you loan me the money and you don't do the proper steps to make sure that what I'm saying I have for collateral or what I'm saying the value is of my car or my house or my whatever, if you don't do the due diligence, you give me the money. You gave me the loan. I didn't defraud you. I didn't break the law and commit a crime. Now, if I don't pay the loan back, you get to take away whatever it is that you financed. Last I checked, none of these lenders are taking back the buildings. None of these lenders are taking back his homes. That's not happening. It's not happening. I mean, at the end of the day, you've got somebody who admitted she was going to do it. Look at how nasty this person is. Just watch this one more time.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
We need to focus on Donald Trump. We need to follow his money.
What is fueling my soul right now is Trump.
This illegitimate president. I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, and then going home.
Think about it. Called him an illegitimate president at least twice there in just those small sound bites. Carrie, can you tell me about the FBI raided her home?
No.
Well, she's questioning the results of a duly processed election in 2016. Mm-hmm. She said he was illegitimate.
Yeah.
We got a minute. If you can, just give us the, with 30 agents showed up at her house?
No. No one showed up at her house.
They looked through her underwear drawer and go through her kids' stuff, anything
no.
like that?
No, they did not.
So you're saying that didn't happen?
Did not happen.
But I thought in this country you were not allowed to question the results of an election. Mm. And when she ran, she told us, this is what I'm going to do. She said she was going to go after one individual should she be elected. And now she's going after that one individual. She literally said, I don't have anything, but I'm going to sue him every day. I don't have anything, but I'm going to go after him. I'm going to sue his ass. And they laughed about it. And she questioned the results of an election, which, by the way, she's allowed to do. So is anybody. But at the end of the day, you've got somebody who's a horrible human being who is now bringing to fruition what she said she would do. And in her little announcement where she thought she was being all prim and proper and feigning outrage, she looked like an idiot. Your thoughts on this? 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
Come on, Carrie, let's go.
I do love this song.
You read my mind.
No, you're going to ruin it.
No.
Come on.
No. Let's just
come
listen.
On.
No,
sing it.
No.
Come on.
I want to listen.
Why don't you ever bring it for the people?
I am bringing it for the people.
Come on.
You singing like that is not bringing it for the people.
No, because I know.
Please.
I'm going to do a J-Pod. I'm going to do a Joe Pags Overtime where I sing. I'm going to sing that song specifically for you.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that.
I'll be watching. I'll be listening. Yeah.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I'm just putting it out there. All right. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. This witch hunt against former President Trump continues. Anybody who supports him continues. The censoring, the squelching, the FBI raiding, the arresting, the taking away of cell phones like Mike Lindell. This continues. These people aren't stopping. They're not stopping, but I really enjoy calling out their hypocrisy. I really enjoy calling out when they don't do things like, you know, charge somebody on the left, Hunter Biden, and they go after Trump when they're just making speculation. And again, it's not even criminal. It's civil. She's suing him civilly, which is, it tells you everything you need to know about what they do and don't have. And at the end of the day, he starts, you know, lying and defaulting on loans and taking money and putting it in, you know, overseas bank accounts so it can't be touched. You know, now maybe you've got something. She's got nothing. And it makes me crazy. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Got to remind you about tart cherry gummies. Tart cherry gummies. This is clinically studied that it's going to help you out after your workouts. And I go and work out every day. I enjoy it. But I know about the inflammation and the pain you get afterwards. Well, the makers of Superbeats Heart Chews came up with this. And it's an easy way to reduce inflammation from exercise and support your metabolic health. These gummies are made with a clinically studied tart cherry extract that's up to 40 times more concentrated than many other tart cherry extracts. Just 2 tart cherry gummies are the antioxidant equivalent of 16 ounces of tart cherry juice or 100 cherries. And they're vegan, non-GMO, have zero sugar, and they're delicious. Formulated by a team of scientists led by a Nobel Prize-winning doctor, tart cherry has been clinically studied, as I said, to support metabolic health. So let's go. Get yourself some of these. You can get up to 35% off right now. Tart cherry gummies plus free shipping at mytartcherry.com/pags. It's their best offer available anywhere. That's mytartcherry.com/pags. Up to 35% off tart cherry gummies. mytartcherry.com/pags. Make that happen right now. We go to the phone line. It's going to be Jay in Delray, Florida. Jay, what's going on?
Joe, what's happening? Good to listen to you today and get
Thank
on
you,
the
brother.
Line with you about this New York Attorney General.
Yes, talk to me.
What's going on? I think we need to prop her up actually for making good on the campaign promise. That's one thing.
Okay, go ahead.
But point number two is what you're sharing. Like let her, how many people has she gone after for civil violations of perhaps embellishing something on loan application? Zero.
Well, if their name isn't Trump, actually, it's zero, right?
Right. If the name isn't Trump, it's zero. There's no crime. There's no nothing. Isn't there anything in New York that she should really be focusing on beside this? I mean, don't the people pay her?
So you're saying the Attorney General of New York should probably realize that that murders are up like crazy, that carjackings are up like crazy, crime is through the roof, that it's unsafe to live there. You think she should maybe focus on that or maybe go after Trump civilly?
That's ridiculous. Of course she should go after crime.
Exactly. I mean, Jay, I got to run here. I appreciate you calling in. I've got comments on what he said in the beginning of that call as well. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay here.
Joe Pags. We'll be right back.